Thank you for joining us for another episode of the PHNX Suns podcast, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's number one sportsbook app. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and leave us a five-star review. We're going to have a palate cleanser episode, you guys.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
I'm Lindsay Smith. I'm here with Gerald Bourget and Espo. And listen, it's been one hell of a week, and we're all exhausted mentally, emotionally, physically, you name it. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of feel like, you know, it's Saturday, so maybe we should just have a little fun, get to know each other a little bit more. Do some dumb things.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this. You want to get to know me more. I don't.
All your deepest, darkest secrets.
Well, I'm afraid of snakes, heights, and long walks on the beach.
Oh.
So
why are you afraid of long walks on the beach?
Well, because
who wants to walk long?
Well, yeah, like that, you know,
but afraid,
you know, sand. Have you ever gotten sand between your toes? It's disgusting.
It's
all right.
That bad.
It is disgusting.
They have those little foot wash stations.
No, it's disgusting
on any major beach.
No, it's disgusting.
Okay. So I came up with like 12 questions for you guys. Well, for us, I guess, but I think they're kind of funny. Should we start with a really ridiculous one or an easy one?
Hold on, Gerald. Why do I feel like she went to some psychological profiling site
and got all these questions
just to tell what kind of people we are?
She's just entering our answers in a website.
Interesting.
Like, wow. Personality narcissist, huh? That's interesting.
Oh, my God. You guys, next palate cleanser episode, that's exactly what we're doing. And we're putting the results out there at the end of it. This is going to be so great.
So excited.
Oh, my gosh. Why didn't you guys tell me this before we started?
All my good ideas happen in the moment, Lindsay, not ahead of time.
Gosh.
Too bad.
Okay. This one's easy. Would you rather look like a potato or feel like a potato?
I already am both.
You're not.
I have no.
I'm shaped like a potato, and I feel like my brain is mush.
Love yourself more. The potato is the most versatile food on the face of the earth.
I didn't
you should
say,
be proud.
If you feel like a potato, if you pick feel like a potato, do you get all of the versatility that comes with potatoes?
I didn't say I dislike potatoes. I just said at the moment I happen to feel like both. I can't choose.
Potato and proud. I don't. So if I felt like a potato, could I move, or am I just lying there like a potato? Or are you saying, do I feel like the consistency of a potato?
You're a Rick and Morty fan. You can go full Pickle Rick.
Okay.
You can find your own legs and spinal system, all that. You can move as a potato. You'll find it.
Potato girth then. I would probably rather be potato girth. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean you feel or look like a potato?
Yeah. I look like a potato.
Okay. I feel like I'd rather feel like a potato. Because feel, we're talking like mentally, right? Like emotions. Is that
you already feel like?
You know those emotional potatoes.
Literally zero emotions, zero feelings. Seems like a great week to have that, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I've become numb like a potato.
It would have helped for this week for sure.
Okay. Would you rather have 10 hobbies or one passion?
I feel like
neither. They both sound exhausting.
Oh my God. Back to the potato thing. This guy just wants to be a potato.
Can my hobby be sleep? Like,
I said yes.
That one hobby would be sleep, and I would love that.
Okay. 10 hobbies or one passion?
One passion would be sleep.
I think I'm passionate about sleep.
Yeah, I think I would probably rather have one passion than 10. 10 is a lot of different hobbies.
Do I have to be good at all the hobbies?
No.
Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Just enjoy them.
Okay. Like, I like doing
enjoying them.
I probably like doing 10 different things, but I don't know.
I feel like a passion would also be really exhausting.
It is. This job has been a passion of mine for multiple decades, and it is exhausting.
Right. So. Like, you end up putting everything into that passion, which is cool, but also, like, really
I am
exhausting.
Going gray. I'll take 10 hobbies, please.
I think I'm gonna go 10 hobbies too.
Oh man.
Because then you can mix them up. And then if you like ignore one for a month, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's literally no big deal. What talent would you want to possess if you could?
Singing or dancing.
I love the idea of dancing.
I have a very like I can do Sinatra and that's it when it comes to singing, because that's more of a speaking melody, but I can't sing anything else. So I'd like that. But dancing would be cool to be able to bust out in some really slick move.
Yeah, I was going to say either singing or playing a musical instrument, because if it wasn't covering NBA basketball, it would have been trying to be a musician. That would have been fun.
Really? Did you play anything or do anything as a kid?
Just Rock Band.
Oh, nice.
Guitar Hero.
That's fun, though.
That's none the extent of it.
You wouldn't, now that I'm thinking about it, you could say playing basketball.
You could.
Yeah,
but I can play basketball. But
it is an easy answer.
Right.
Did you just say you can play basketball?
I can, not very well. That's like a humble brag.
I can play basketball.
I can play basketball. It's just like, to what extent does that talent need to be?
Is meaning like you could master this talent.
Well, then, yeah, I'd definitely be basketball. I'd love to be in the NBA.
I feel like I'm with Espo on the dancing. I mean, singing would be cool, but dancing would be so much fun. And then pottery. Like, I just want to make dope pots.
I think you can get there. And you know who else makes dope pot? OGs.
Oh, nice.
Yay. Shout out to our friends at OGs. We love you guys. And they're giving you guys free stuff too. So if you want to enter the flavoring life sweepstakes we've got going on right now, you should definitely do that, because you can receive 3 bags of OGs, including orange creamsicle and tropical flavors, an OGs hat, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. To sign up for the Flavoring Life sweepstakes, head on over to gophnx.com or click the link in the show notes. You can also check out OGs online at ogsbrands.com. You can find them on Instagram at ogsbrands, and you can find their products at your local dispensary, but you must be 21 years or older to purchase.
I don't know if that was what was on the ad read sheet first, but when I smell a good alley-oop for that kind of a transition, I'm going for it.
It was. It was out of order, but it still works.
All right. Good.
So it still works. Yeah, absolutely.
Max is sitting over there just cringing as we bastardize his ad read sheet. I didn't say talk, Max. I was just talking about you.
Oh geez.
Do you guys remember your first Suns game?
Yes. Yeah. First one I attended was my 9th birthday in 1992, playing the Utah Jazz. I sat in section, I believe, 204 up in the corner, row 2 and 3 with a bunch of family.
Damn.
Okay.
This is making my memory.
Yeah, he's got a lot of details.
I have like 3 details.
I had the ticket for years.
Okay,
it was a surprise for my 9th birthday. Mm. So those are things I didn't forget, and I remember the ticket stuff because I had the stub for years. So
do you remember your?
I remember parts of it. So I know I was pretty young. I want to say maybe 7 or 8, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. We drove up. It was a school field trip. And my school, when I was that age, was really small. There were like maybe 120 people from kindergarten through 12th grade in the entire school.
Isn't that the whole population of Sierra Vista?
I mean, basically. And we drove up. I remember we sat at the very last row, because I remember having the back of the building, the wall of the building to my back, because I fell asleep. I think I fell asleep in the third or fourth quarter, but halftime, I do remember it was just insane. Like, I've never been in a building that big before in my life, and everything just felt massive to me. Like, I remember halftime, they had the fire going and the dancers and the gorilla and all the things, and that's what stood out the most to me, but clearly could not hang at that age. I was out by third or fourth quarter, I think. And then I remember waking up, getting in a car, falling back asleep, and then being at home the next day.
Very cool.
I remember hearing Jeff Munn doing the PA announcing and introducing the team. And that was like an otherworldly experience, because I had seen it a little on TV. I had heard it a little on radio, but experiencing it in person was unbelievable. And that was actually one of the things I wanted to do at one point, was that. So.
Well, let's paint a picture for you for my first Suns game.
It was 2015.
It's Christmas Day, 2001. An 11-year-old Gerald gets Suns Wizards tickets for his birthday that are in February. And so on February 15th, that was when Michael Jordan was still with the Wizards.
You saw that game?
That was my first Suns game. Michael Jordan, with 0.2 seconds left, hits a game winner against the Suns in Phoenix. And it was the last game winner that he actually ever hit in an NBA jersey.
And he pumped the fist too, right?
Fist, the whole thing. I walked out of there. I was 11 years old. So I walked out of there with like a stuffed Go doll, like the gorilla, and a Wizards Michael Jordan jersey. And people were cheering at that game because it's Michael Jordan. But there were some Suns fans on the way out that were pissed about it. They were yeah. so mad that the crowd was had turned and cheered for that game winner. But that was a pretty cool first NBA game to go to.
Yeah, a 17-year-old Espo would have been the one of those pissed off people.
Oh, yeah.
That Michael Jordan stuck it to us again.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I love that you have that. Both of you have this vivid memory. I wish my brain worked that way, but clearly it's mush up there like a potato. Speaking of games, our friends over at Game Time, we want you to know and understand just how awesome they are, right? Mm-hmm. The hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concert shows, you name it. And they help you save up to 60% off on tickets when you buy them last minute, which is great for all of us procrastinators out here, just flying by the seat of our pants and making last minute decisions and plans and all the things. But they got you covered because they've got tickets, and they've got tickets at discount. So you should definitely check them out. If you love PHNX, we know you'll love Game Time. And the best way to support us is by buying our tickets through the link in our description. So make sure you do that. It's in the description of literally all of our shows. So no matter when you decide to use Game Time, you can always come back to any show that you've seen anywhere. And then the link will be right there.
Well, you you talked about this being a palate cleanser and getting to know each of us a little bit better. Well, the missus likes Michael Bublé, and I won't lie, I enjoy me some Bublé as well. Mm-hmm. And he's coming on the 20th, next Tuesday, to the Footprint Center. And I was looking here, and they've got damn good prices on some of these tickets. And I noticed that you can pay in installments, which is nice if you're waiting for your next paycheck, mm-hmm. like some of us are. And then they also have a best price guarantee, that it, best price, or we'll send you 110% of the difference, which
nice.
Yeah. So if you're like me and trying to find a way to get into that concert, there's some good tickets there on Game Time.
So what I heard is Miss Esposito is going to Michael Bublé next
We'll
week.
Find out if we can, if somebody can watch the daughter. If not, I'm going.
Saul
to,
will do it.
I'm going. No, that's not happening. I love Saul, but not that much. So yeah, maybe I'll go by myself. It's right here, so why not?
There you go.
Okay, what is the funniest way you've ever broken the law?
I like how you just assume that I've broken the law.
Well,
like,
I knew you hadn't.
Do you even know me?
That was the funniest thing. I figured that would be the joke of Gerald being like, I've never broken the law before in my life. I would never, you guys.
Well, I guess probably, I mean, like, everybody here has had a drop of alcohol before they turned 21.
How dare you assume that?
I would
that.
Never. Speak
Gerald,
for yourself,
you, your
Gerald.
Loose New Mexico morals.
That's all I've got, really.
Okay, I'll share a story. It's funny in hindsight and stupid in
we can
in
always
reality.
Rely on Espo to have a story for us. I love it.
And this is Suns related. It was Media Day 2013.
At
maybe?
Media Day?
No, it leads to. Yes, I broke the law at Media Day. And I still have Steve Nash's wallet to this. No. So we were doing a live stream. We're supposed to. Internet crapped out. The whole thing didn't work. And it was my first big thing I was overseeing. So I was having a crappy day. I was 2 hours late to leave for training camp. It was up in Flagstaff. I was supposed to get up there. I was bringing a bunch of equipment, and I drove a car that was the equivalent of a roller skate, right? It was a Chevy Spark that it like literally this tiny, stupid thing. And I'm not paying a lot of attention. I'm in a hurry. I've already felt like I'm on the verge of losing my job. So I'm going to panic as it is. And I know I'm late. So I'm flying probably 90 up the 17.
Oh, man.
And I get pulled over, and the cop's like, you know, I could take you to jail, right? And I'm like, yes, sir. But, and I'm like, he could tell I'm losing it. He goes, I'm not going to, but you are a freaking idiot. Have you seen how small this car is and how fast you were going? You're lucky you didn't kill yourself. And he looks at me. He's like, but I pity you. I'm going to let you go with just a regular ticket. Now get out of here. I was like, oh, thank God. So that's probably the dumbest and closest to funny way I've broken the law.
I really don't have an answer for this question either. I just was hoping one of the two of you might.
She's not going to incriminate herself.
I would say what Gerald said earlier definitely did that a couple times. I ran from house parties a few times as well. Scaled some fences.
I was going to say, did you ever have to hop a fence?
Yeah, quite
a few. How tall was the tallest fence?
I think it was like probably 6 feet. Like it was a big brick wall and I scratched my side.
Yep.
We had a party in high school and it was up against the South Mountain and the cops came and kids are jumping the wall going into the desert. I'm like, we are never seeing any of them again. Like it's pitch black.
And that was the last time we ever saw Espo.
It's like Children of the Corn, but in the desert.
I think the most ridiculous thing I've ever gotten pulled over for, and I hate this. I hate it so much. Did you know that it is against the law to have anything hanging from your rearview mirror, including a parking tag, an air freshener, whatever?
No.
And I've gotten pulled over probably 3 different occasions and they always tell me, oh, well, we pulled you over because you have this thing hanging from your rearview mirror. And I was like, BS, there's no way you saw that, me going 85 miles down this highway.
No,
just tell me you pulled me over for speeding and that'd be more believable, sir. Ma'am,
that's ridiculous. I didn't think of traffic stuff. I guess one for me would be I was gonna drive home from Phoenix to Albuquerque to surprise my mom for Mother's Day weekend a few years back.
You always start with something wholesome.
It is.
Like, just know that I'm a wholesome person. No. I promise.
Just because my nickname's Girth does not mean I'm not wholesome.
But no, I tried to do what Espo did and play the pity card when I got pulled over. I was going like 88 in a 65. It was on the freeway. And this dude was just waiting at the bottom of the hill, of course. And he pulls me over and he's like, this is, I think after 85, it's like a felony.
Yeah, it's criminal speeding.
It's criminal. That's what it is.
Once you get, I think it's over 20 above the speed limit.
Right. So he pulled me over and he was like, where are you headed? And I was like, I'm heading home to Albuquerque to surprise my mom for Mother's Day, like trying to lay it on thick. And he goes, okay, hold on. He goes back to his car. He comes back with a fucking ticket.
Like, at least he didn't arrest you. That's nice.
Like, he wasn't going to, but he was just like, but the way he did it, he was like, hold on, I'll be right back. Like, he's like, I'm going to, I was like, the fuck, bro? Why did you do that?
I don't care about your mom.
Right.
Oh my God.
Drive safe, sir.
So one last thing, when I was in high school, I had this real beat up car. Loved it to death, but you could literally, when you were driving, you could pull the keys out of the ignition and the car would still be fine. Right. It was that bad. And I was leaving high school one day and I got pulled over because I quote unquote swerved. Sir, please. Anyway, he pulled me over and I think, let's be honest, I was probably texting. Right. But I was like, there's no way I'm going to tell you I was texting. Mm. But he thought I was drinking. And so he was just he kept questioning why and why and why I was swerving. And I was like, because my keys fell out of my ignition. And he was like, what do you mean? And I literally pulled them out of my ignition, dangled them outside of my window and was like, see what I mean? They fell out. I was trying to pick them up. And his face was so shocked. He literally stepped back, put his hand on my car to see if it was actually still on or not, and was like, oh my God, you should get that fixed. I was like, yeah, do you have $2,500 to fix a car that's not even worth $2,500? Sir, no, I'm not fixing it. It's fine. It'll work.
You said this was in high school and you were probably texting. I'm so old, I couldn't text in high school. There was no texting when I started driving. So,
okay. What would your dream house look like? Or what would you have in it?
Tiny house.
With
very little.
Really?
No.
Yes. I very much want to live in a small house with very few possessions and just be like to hell with with all of it. I don't want possessions. I think in my soul, I'm a minimalist, that it's just the way my mind is. And I think I would find peace with it and it will never happen. Because I own too much crap. I have a kid. I have a wife. I'm never owning a tiny house, but there's this little thing in my head that goes, tiny house and no stuff.
I love how your cross to bear is that your house is too big.
No. It's average size.
You guys.
I just own too much crap. I'm not, I can't purge all of it.
That's fair. My dream house would have a big swimming pool with like a swim up bar area. It would have an indoor basketball court and it would have a theater room with just like kind of recliners.
So the classic rich person house.
Well, I mean, I would love to have a like a game room that you could put play movies there. You play video games there. That would be like my sanctuary, honestly.
Okay. I have all that stuff, Gerald. Just come over.
His house is too big, everyone.
I'm kidding. My home office is literally in a laundry room. I don't have that kind of space.
I would want like 18 rooms, but not to actually have 18 rooms. I want every single design ever available, right? Like I want a room that's like goth. I want a room that's like 70s. I want a room that's 80s. I want a room that's mid-century modern. I want a room that's minimalist and a room that's maximalist. And so I want for every different day that I have a different mood, I want to have a room to go into to like just be in that mood.
What's a maximalist room?
Oh my God. That's what's gorgeous. Padded. I'll show you.
I'm picturing like Bell's library.
The library room.
There you go.
I'm picturing furniture on the ceiling and the floor.
Yeah, like every single inch of the walls are covered in like frames and mirrors and trinkets and things.
I have such anxiety just hearing that.
Zero gravity room.
Wouldn't that be so fun though? Then you never have to pick what design you want your house to be. You could have all of them. It'd be great. What's the most outrageous lie you ever believed as a child?
Oh, I have one.
My father, I know this is going to come as a shock, but my father was a bit sarcastic. And when I was little, he sold me on the belief that the Chevrolet car company was named after a French general that led the French into battle and had this whole elaborate story about it. And I totally bought into it and told it at school and looked like a total idiot. So yeah, I bought that hook, line and sinker, and I haven't trusted anybody ever since. So.
Fair.
It's tough.
Fair.
Mine was that. So my parents, as a strategy to get me, cause I didn't hit my growth spurt until probably like eighth grade high school. I was probably about a foot shorter than I am now up until that point. And so my parents, to try to get me to go to bed on time, told me that if I didn't get enough sleep, I wouldn't grow. I would stop growing.
Oh, no.
So literally until basically last year, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend and she was like, you don't need that much sleep. Like you get way too much sleep. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm done growing. Like I want to keep.
Hold on. First, how old are you now?
I just turned 31. And
31. You're not. So I think you can still hit 7 feet, Gerald. So you need a Lindsey Smith kind of night of sleep, and you'll get there.
What was the question that I believed as a child or as a grown 30-year-old man? But yeah. So,
oh my God, that's fantastic.
So I looked it up, and basically, you will stunt your growth if you are sleep deprived, but you will not grow taller by getting more sleep. So just in case anyone else was confused by that.
My mom had me believing that it was illegal to drive with any of the lights on in the car. So if I wanted to have like the ceiling light on so I could color while we were driving or something,
yep.
She told me it was illegal and she'd get pulled over and go to jail. So we had to turn the light on.
She went as far to go, and I'll go to jail. Yeah.
Instead of just being so like, serious. Yo, it's hard to see and we might die if I crash because I can't see. Yep. She went with it's illegal.
We may go to eternal jail if I swerve off the road.
Oh, man.
What song do you guys have on repeat lately?
For me, it's literally anything by The Wonder Years. They're one of my favorite bands and they've got a new album coming out next week. So that's probably mine. Right now,
For the longest time, it was the band Lawrence. Freckles was the particular song because my daughter was in love with it, but I was really into the band. But lately, for some reason, every morning, my daughter has me put on her playlist, and Justin Bieber's Love Yourself has been on 5 days in a row. That's and this tough. Is like a 60 song playlist, and I've heard that damn song almost every day this week. So maybe it's trying to tell me something.
Maybe. Mine's Thinking About You by Frank Ocean. I've literally been listening to the song every single day since we moved out of our last office. God, which was like, what, shit. 3.5 weeks ago?
Yeah, almost a full month ago.
Yeah. You're one of those people that can play when the same song.
It is stuck until I hate it.
Okay.
And then I got to give it like 6 months and then I can come back to it and I love it again.
I do that too. Honest. Oh, Miracle by A Day to Remember, one of their new singles. I've been listening to that a lot on pretty much every day. So I'm with you on the repeat thing.
I can't help it.
Foo Fighters, my hero, because I don't know if you guys saw, but their drummer passed away.
Was insane. Yeah, that was
crazy. His son, his 16-year-old son, sat in and played drums on on that song. And I've watched that clip probably 1,000 times because I love the song, but I'm also enthralled by him playing the drums in honor of his father too. So that
it just, it was such an emotional, like I couldn't imagine how emotional it would have been to be there because watching it every, even the 15th time I watched it gave me chills still.
Yeah.
Like that was a really sweet moment.
That was
Not to completely change the mood,
but let's do it anyway.
We will.
But let me tell you about the DraftKings Sportsbook app real quick.
This is a sweet moment when you win money.
It is. Yeah. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the promo code PHNX. Plus, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. So bet on any NFL team to win. And if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team goes on to lose. So it's kind of like an insurance policy almost for you. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code PHNX, and you're going to get $200 instantly when you just place a $5 bet. It's super simple. DraftKings basically wants to give you free money, so you should definitely take it. That's the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
You know what they say when you win? What's there that? Goes my hero.
God.
Bringing it all the way back around. Okay. You've been given an elephant. You cannot get rid of said elephant. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the elephant?
What constitutes getting rid of the elephant?
You can't.
What are the rules?
It's yours now.
It's yours.
You cannot.
Wasn't
transfer.
There a Simpsons episode like this? Didn't Homer get an elephant at one or Bart?
No idea.
Oh man,
what would I do with an elephant?
What would you do with your elephant?
Wash my car.
I feel like I would ride it to the grocery store.
I was gonna say I would ride it through the Arizona Center, Prince Ali style.
Right? Why give me no? I would start a TikTok. We would be famous.
There you go.
We could make money at the same time, and then I could build the elephant like a little sanctuary, and it'd be great.
What constitutes a little sanctuary for an elephant?
Well, little relative to an elephant.
when you worked at the arena, did you ever be back when the circus still came there? When they had circuses, I guess. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the elephants eat?
No, because I think it was done before I got there.
Was it?
I want to say it was done by the time I got there.
It was one of the coolest things to watch. Yeah, they would bring them out during the day and feed them basically giant frozen watermelons. And they'd scoop them up and eat them. And you could just stand there and watch it. It was crazy. I felt awful for the animals being having to be drug around all those cities, but like watching that was pretty cool.
I feel like elephants are so cool. Like I have a newfound respect for elephants because of how petty they are. Like y'all heard that news, right?
Which news?
About the elephant coming back years later, and like I feel like
why does this feel like a joke?
I swear it's not. For? It just sounds really bad, right? Whatever. You guys get it. I'm not happy about this, but whatever.
Oh, wait a minute.
You say it. I feel bad.
Wow. Elephant.
This elephant basically came back to somebody's funeral. This person was a real jerk to the elephant. And then the person died. And the elephant and his squad rolled up to the funeral and literally like
trampled,
stomped it out.
Trampled the woman.
Wow. And was like, funeral. I still remember.
Well, so an elephant literally never forgets.
It was.
I'm down for that.
It was a wild thing to read.
Well, it says elephant kills, so it killed the woman, and then it returned to trample her corpse at the funeral.
Okay, that's next level.
That's like yes, that's the ultimate, like, petty, I don't mess with you.
That's like the photo of the dude doing like the peace sign in front of the grave, but like an elephant.
Wow.
I know that's really mean, but whatever. You guys get it.
That's kind of funny. I love that you gained a newfound respect for elephants after that story.
Next level.
Like, wow, I really fuck with elephants. That's...
Yeah. I do. It's kind of cool.
The other thing that was weird when the circus was in town, you'd go down the ramp at the arena before you get out, right near where the players park, and the tigers would be there in cages, and they just stare at you as you were driving by. And I'm like,
yep.
All right then. Yeah, I'm out.
My toxic trait is I would go up and try and pet it.
The tiger?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wow, I'm okay. Good.
What activity do you waste the most time on?
This show.
Shit, that's your job.
Didn't state whether it was my job.
I guess that's true.
Mine's TikTok and video games.
Okay, I would probably say watching TV shows, but I don't view it as a waste of time.
It's Twitter for me.
Twitter is a good one.
Twitter is an unmitigated cesspool that I cannot put down.
I think honestly, just being on my phone, like. I used to be able to watch a movie or a TV show without checking my phone for hours. And now it'll be like 5 minutes in and I'll find myself on it. And I'm like, fuck, now I got to rewind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to mainline Twitter constantly. It's a bad habit.
So. Yeah.
And finally, who do you like to poke fun at the most?
Anyone.
Everybody.
Everybody, I was going to say.
Everybody.
How are we going to narrow this down for you, Lindsay?
I feel like sometimes it's you.
Right.
Sometimes it's Saul. Sometimes it's Espo.
Sometimes
a lot of
Jacob.
Times it's Toe-tree.
Toe-tree?
Are we just talking here?
No, just in general.
In general?
But I'm just throwing out some names.
What about poor Jacob?
Yeah, I do poke fun at Jacob
a lot. I don't think that's poking fun. I think that's just all just, legitimate.
It's just actual wrath.
I mean, obviously. No. I mean, Saul and I go at each other, and deep down, and I'm going to ruin the show by admitting this, but we don't dislike each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite the opposite. So that's probably one of them. But as you can tell, that's just my nature is to give people shit.
Yeah, because it's more fun.
It is.
It's more fun.
Mm. I'd probably say my girlfriend because of her Midwest accent. Mm. She'll say shit sometimes, and I'll be like, "What is that word?
That's gutsy.
What did you just say?
That's gutsy because there's no paperwork making that official or anything.
Well,
you're pushing the envelope there.
Yeah, I guess so, but.
Not that the paperwork making it official gives you any any coverage, but you know, at least promises have been made. So.
Yeah,
she's probably just keeping track.
Just
that ring gets bigger
memory.
Every time.
A mental memory every single time.
A 30-carat diamond. Thank
One
you
of these days,
much.
She's gonna have a zinger that just like kills you, and it's gonna be the greatest moment ever.
Oh, she's gonna have a Chelsea.
Yeah,
where she's just gonna destroy him at one point.
Oh, man,
you have to tell us about that when it happens. Now we're invested, you brought us into this, so you have to tell us.
I shouldn't have said shit. Espo's over here pontificating about how my ring size is going to have to be bigger when the day comes. This is
I'm going to feed her lines too. I'm going to start going. Say this to Gerald.
This went poorly.
I'm going to DM her on Instagram.
I have regrets.
We're just going to infiltrate. It's going to be fantastic.
I have regrets.
We want to remind you guys that this Sunday, tomorrow, the 18th, 12:30 p.m., Arizona Cardinals watch party at Four Peaks. Come hang out with us. We're going to have some great food. There's going to be drink specials. They're giving away Cardinals tickets.
What?
Literally giving them away. So you should probably show up. Not to mention, you get to watch the game on a 220-inch screen. Like, talk about a really great experience. Mm-hmm. That's basically what Gerald wanted in his house. So.
I mean, I have it at home, but it's worth it to go get the beer. So.
Check the link in our description. If you guys have not signed up to go to that, you should absolutely do that because it's going to be a lot of fun. Just a quick reminder, you do have to be 21 years or older to enjoy the beer, and we ask that you enjoy responsibly, but the whole family can come on down to the Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe for the watch party. That'll do it for our palate cleanser today. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we will see you on Monday. Until then, be excellent. And follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. Follow Gerald at Gerald Bourget. And follow Espo at Espo. Espo, take us home.
You can be overwhelmed and you can be underwhelmed. Can you just be whelmed?
Hey yo, my lifestyle is retro. Tell the Phoenix Metro. Megas in control and he ain't never gonna let go. PHNX though, Lindsey Gerald Espo. Saw past the ball, we here to turn up the tempo. Got to understand me, I'll always rep the family. Rally in the valley like Dan G. No plan B, always on the job. My team move like the mob. Turn the beat on, I throw it down like DA on the lob. Best combo since KJ, Marley, and Charles. If you squad, just sitting on the chat. Get involved. Rhymes say it's got flavor. Known to shine greater. Glide like Tom Chambers and Bulls versus Lakers. Off that pick, I'm Devin Booker. Bringing the hot take straight out the pressure cooker. Highlight plays, stand up guys.